This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with the new series that I'm calling Taking Care of You During These Uncertain Times. I'm doing this, as usual, a few months before the air date, and so I'm kind of interested to see how this comes out. When it actually goes on the air and you hear this for the first time, I'm going to be listening to it with you and looking back and comparing how I was feeling then and how I'm actually feeling now in the present. This is sort of an interesting series, a look with you, with me, on how we take care of ourselves when things really have the potential for being bad. In my current visioning of this, I'm looking at how particularly the culture in the U.S. is responding to the economic crisis, which is impacting each of us in many different ways, some of us quite traumatically, and some of us perhaps not so. I also look at it from the potential of, I don't know what the future holds. I'm not certain where we are going to be in the future, a few months out, even a few years out. This is a time of transition, a time of potential struggle and of present struggle. So bear with me as I work through this with you. I want to start this series by going over a dream, or at least what I recall as a dream that I had recently. It's a bit difficult to pull together because it was one of those things that I think starts out as a dream and then you recall parts of it at various times and that makes you want to think back. And so you're kind of struggling to pull it back. And so I don't know what actually was the real dream, if you will, and what has been my attempts to interpret it myself, make sense out of it, and pull it into something that I can do something with. My recollection is that Jesus and I were chatting about stuff. I'm not remembering everything about that stuff, but it's not important. What was important for me was the way in which this thing ended. And usually, this is like what it is with me. I get confused and I try and draw my own conclusions, I guess. But the dream was about when bad things happen and how we will deal with the bad things and how I dealt with the bad things. And there were some pretty bad things that were going on. And it ended up with Jesus asking me, okay, well, if this happens, what will you do then? And my responses. And for me, the pivotal part, the absolutely incredible thing about this is the ending of the dream. And the questions were, what if? This is Jesus asking me the questions, and this is my response to it. And he says, what would you do if bad things, I mean, really bad things started happening? And my response was, well, I would attempt to stay connected with you, you know, and in whatever way that would be. Oh, okay. Well, what if all of a sudden those things started shrinking? Well, I would still try and talk and sing and pray and do all of that with you. Well, what if you couldn't sing and talk? What if you were in a context? And in my vision, this context was I was in some sort of a prison, if you will, of some type. And my response back is, well, then I can still pray. And well, then what if you could lose the ability to pray? I'm not sure what that means, but I think in my vision, it was like, what if you couldn't pray out loud, I guess? Well, then I would respond back, then I could look and I could pray silently. And what if you couldn't do that? Well, then I would think. What if you couldn't do that? Wow, I mean, this is really getting pretty negative in some ways, I'm thinking. But then at that point, it's sort of like transposed to not only was I maybe in a physical prison itself, but I was imprisoned within my body. Well, Lord, then I could still breathe and I could still stay connected. And then the question came back, but what if you couldn't do that? And I didn't wake up at that point, but I said back, or I thought back, well, then I could come home. What's interesting is what I was feeling at that time. That didn't cause me pain. It didn't cause me anxiety. It didn't cause me whatever other negative feeling you want to put there. It caused me to have a profound sense of peace. Of peace that, hey, I'm in God's hands. And that peace was accompanied by hope. And so I bring this to you as really what was a horrible vision in some ways, that of being disconnected from this world. And it brought me into a connection with His world and of going home. And I guess what I was going through was a real sense of, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to us in the future, both short-term future and long-term future. But once again, there is hope and there is something going on. I don't know where we're going to go, and I'm not even sure how this series is going to go as I get into it. But this time of connection, this time of relationship, this short little story that I have said gave me a reconnection to hope. And I guess my concern with you is wherever you are, wherever you are on this journey, whatever situation you are, however hopeless it feels, I want you to take heart. I want you to connect. I want you to maybe have that same sort of feeling and response that I have had. That God is with us. He's here. He may be silent at times. That's still okay. That's still a good place to be. And I'm going to talk in the next programs about focusing on hope in the future, finding joy in the present, Jesus being here with us. And I'm going to end my little series in talking about the down times. What do we do? Where are we with all of that? How do we make sense out of it? Hopefully that'll be of use to you. So what do I want you to think about and do this week? Well, I guess I want you to prepare for the joy, prepare for the hope, to think through where are you in this set of circumstances we call this week? What's going on? If you can, journal about it, think through it. Certainly it's sober, it's difficult, but that's what life is. Nobody told us that life was going to be easy. To a certain extent, us Westerners like to have everything in place and intact and planned and controlled. And I guess I'm talking about what do we do when that's not there? So as you process this through, don't be afraid. I hope that you have found a little hope with me on that, and that you hold on to that as we work through what potentially could be a very difficult series. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.